My first call is to the restaurant, evacuate immediately, and the second call was to 911.
That was Jamil Khador recounting his actions at the start of the fire that would destroy his beloved business. Earlier that day, a roofer was fixing a leak on the Mediterranean Deli's rubber roof. It's a common practice to use a torch to repair roof leaks. After the roofer left, Khador smelt smoke and went to investigate.
I saw a flame as big as two lighters combined, you know, just very small flame. So thank God this is so easy. I can put this off, you know. I tapped on it with my bare hands, and then about 4 or 5 inches diameter fell down. Oof. And the fire came up.
All employees were evacuated immediately. The Chapel Hill Fire Department arrived at the scene to fight the fire. While Med Deli was badly burned, the neighboring establishments were saved. Khador and his staff gathered on Franklin Street while they watched the building burn.
During the fire, I looked at their faces. They looked deflated. I had to go. I was more deflated than them, but I had to go around and take them on the side and say, listen, we're going to be fine.
After the fire, when it was known that Med Deli had burned down and could not be salvaged, a GoFundMe was created by the town in support of the establishment and its employees. Immediately, donations came pouring in.
I'm so glad I'm raising my kids here. This community has been, I can't describe it honestly. There is for the employees $140,000 in 2 days.
The amount continued to skyrocket and is now more than $213,000. Khador says the money will go into a Chamber of Commerce special account for employees. The restaurant has 71 employees, some who have been there for 16 years. The average employee has been at the establishment for around 13 years.
You spend 16 years with somebody on a daily basis, they become your family, and they're truly our family, and the community stepped up.
Khador continues to work, and the business is now open for catering on the Elaine space on West Franklin Street. In a couple of months, they will reopen for dine-in as well.
We are going to hopefully open in October, around October, for dine-in at Elaine's restaurant, formerly Elaine's, with a limited menu.
The process of rebuilding the original Mediterranean Deli has already begun. They already have a blueprint of the building to show the town. Khador said the architect estimates the original space will be ready to reopen in 6 to 10 months.
We're going to rebuild. We're going to rebuild better. I can tell you one thing. I'm going to have my dream kitchen in the new place.
He wants to emphasize the importance of his employees and the support the community has given him over the course of the last few weeks.
There is nothing going to make me feel better than seeing people coming in so we can pay our employees. If we pay our employees, I'm thankful to God and to the community. And the key is the employees. This is not a business to me. This is my home.
For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Reagan Allen.